Unit 19. Medical care. Like many other things in China, the healthcare system is also in flux. State-owned companies used to reimburse most, if not all, of their employees' medical costs, as well as those of family members. Recently, however, the Chinese government has begun to reorganize the system. A substantial number of state-owned companies are ailing financially and can no longer afford to fully fund their workers' medical care. Employees are now required to share medical costs. At the same time, medical insurance for children, paid for by the family, has become mandatory in certain parts of China. These changes are all part of the government's plan to spread out the cost of welfare. China was once famous for its barefoot doctors, who served in rural areas. These itinerant doctors were often peasants themselves. They had a rudimentary but highly practical knowledge of medicine and provided basic medical services to their fellow villagers. Unfortunately, barefoot doctors have largely disappeared. Generally speaking, rural residents receive inadequate medical care. Unlike their urban cousins, they have to assume complete responsibility for their medical costs. Traditional Chinese medicine. Most people in China swear by traditional Chinese medicine. In the West, the Chinese art of healing is also attracting believers. However, in the first two decades of the 20th century, Chinese medicine was under attack by intellectuals educated in America and Europe. Along with imperial rule and foot binding, Chinese medicine was dismissed as part of an outdated, moribund tradition, or even worse, as spurious science. After the founding of the People's Republic of China in 1949, traditional Chinese medicine regained respectability. Specialized colleges were established to train practitioners of Chinese medicine. Today, most Chinese doctors of traditional medicine are schooled in Western medicine as well, and they routinely use modern diagnostic tools, such as X-rays and MRIs, along with more traditional means. What primarily sets traditional Chinese medicine apart from its Western counterpart is its holistic nature. Rather than treating symptoms, Chinese medicine aims at redressing the imbalance of positive and negative energies. This view of the workings of the human body stems from Chinese cosmology, which sees the universe in dualistic, counteracting terms. In addition to herbs and minerals, acupuncture, massage, and diet are frequently used. Moxibustion is another common therapy. This involves the application of moxa, a substance obtained from wormwood plants. All these tools make up the therapeutic repertoire of the traditional Chinese physician.